for DJW Mobile.
Funny day. Oh, just sitting there running a little bit of noisy CW, I better turn down. How's your day going? This is N0TR.
Being down in Florida since Wednesday last week. Just got back midnight last night and just relaxing. That's a long drive, driving straight through from Fort Myers to here.
That would be. That's on the Gulf side, isn't it, Dave?
It's also down there around where Florida curves around, so it's not, I mean, it's not far from Miami. It's all the way down to the bottom of Florida.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You know, when I was stationed in Jacksonville in the Navy, that would have been out of bounds for us. The guys all took a trip down there one weekend to Miami in an old 57 Chevy, and I just wouldn't risk it. They wanted me to go, but you get down there and break down, and you don't make it back, and you're going to a school command, they'll just kick you out because you're AWOL.
That's not good at all. But the we took her car, the Avalon, and it did really good. I think that's the first time that she says we took that one before, but I think it was the one before this one that we took last time, because that was before COVID. But this one, average speed without becoming a hazard to traffic is 82 miles an hour on 75 coming up the west side of Florida. And then it's like 77, 78 miles an hour coming up 95. And that car just up and down the hills, just no sweat. It never deviated by 1 or 2 miles an hour. It just stayed right on the speed the whole time. Never broke a sweat.
About that, because Amy had the daughter had a four-cylinder one time, and when you was going through the mountains, it would just roar like the Dickens. I can't remember which car she had that in. But I kind of had a bad experience with a four-cylinder. It wasn't a bad engine, but it didn't have fuel injection way back in the 80s when they first come out with this Toyota Tercel four-wheel drive wagon. And you had to have a football field to go around anything. But they've really come a long ways. And what kind of mileage did you get?
This is Amy is on the foot, on the pedal. I got a little under 40. She always gets over 40, closer to 50. I got a little under 40 miles a gallon. But, you know, when you're, like, on a two-lane road or something like that, you get a slow driver in the left lane. They won't get over, and you have to wait till you pass the slow driver in the right lane, and then you have to go to the right lane to pass the slow driver in the left lane. I would just press the gas pedal by maybe a quarter of an inch, and it would pep right up and go right around that slow driver in the left lane without... You know, you couldn't tell the difference in noise in the engine. It would just pick up and go. I kind of like that car, and it's a whole lot more comfortable inside it than the Maxima. It's like really quiet on the inside and really smooth. I could do that kind of stuff, and Amy and the dog wouldn't wake up. They wouldn't even know anything's going on.
Way back, long time ago, you'd love that Avalon. I talked my neighbors into getting one, and they love it. They got the sport model, and then blacked it all out with black wheels and that, which I don't care for. But they're younger. But I was on a long trip on the highway with a six-cylinder, and not being a hybrid, it'll get about 34. But in town, heck, I only get probably 22 most of the time, Dave. But on a long trip, it's a real road hog, and it's so quiet. We just love it. We've had four of them, and didn't really have any reason to trade the other ones off. That, after talking to you, I would be acceptable to buying that in a four-cylinder. Now, is it turbocharged or anything like that, or just fuel injected?
No charge or anything like that. You don't hear any loud, obnoxious, you know, air going through Venturi like teenagers' cars do. You don't hear any of that. It's just quiet power is all it is. I really like it. It's And maybe it's at the car. Maybe if you were on the outside of the car, you could hear it. But on the inside of the car, you can't hear it. And not like it had a turbine or anything, you know, a turbocharger or a supercharger or anything like that. It's very, very quiet, very, very powerful.
This is Enduro TR. Well, I'm just totally amazed. That's wonderful. Now, the battery really doesn't play a part when you're up at speeds like that, does it?
During that, they call it eco. And so I monitor that a lot. And it goes back and forth quite often between the battery and engine. And when you're like passing somebody, like I was describing, both you're getting energy from both the battery and the engine. And then, like when you're going down hills, the wheels are powering the battery. They're putting juice back in the battery. And then when you're going uphill, it'll start with the battery, and if needed, it'll introduce the engine as needed. So it's kind of like the way you would expect it to be.
Well, I didn't realize that it played a part when you're up to speed. I think you can go about 11 miles on battery when you start out, and that's totally silent. Well, I'm old enough now, I don't care anything about hearing the engine noise. Although I love to hear Dave's Mustang and the shifts and that's really cool. But for myself, well, I don't want it, especially out on the highway. And going through the mountains, I love this six-cylinder. If you want to go, you just push down on it, and it'll set you right back. And it's not inordinately high horsepower. I think it's 265 or somewhere up in that area. And then they've increased it about 20 horse, I think. And Bernice is upstairs, so I can say this. I'd go get one tomorrow, but she doesn't want to. There's nothing wrong with this one, and it's got 77,000 miles on it, but I'd just kind of like to have one like you got there.
Amy has it. She uses it all the time, and I use the Maxima all the time. Only on trips like that do I drive the Avalon, and it's really nice. I enjoyed it. And that thing that it has that I haven't had on any other car before, like in the beginning of the trip and on the trip down there, it never really beeped at me much. But when it was midnight and I was getting close to home, like turning off of 26 onto 385 and then coming through 385 and then up to the airport, behind the airport, it would beep at me because I was getting tired, and I would get close to the center line, and it would go beep, beep, beep. That's really, really nice because it lets you know, that feedback lets you know, you don't think you're tired, but, I mean, that's positive feedback that you are.
Mr. Enduro TR, well, many, many years ago, I drove straight through to Washington, D.C. My brother hit a 12-point buck on a motorcycle, and we went out and got his kids and brought them back to Kansas, and I was driving back straight through, and it was like 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, and Bernice had to reach over and hit me in the shoulder because I unconsciously had went out. She said my eyes were wide open and everything, so I don't think you notice it. And the only other time I'd done that is when I was I went across there in 19 and a half hours. I think it was about 1,100 miles. And my buddy and I went out there and got a motorcycle from my brother and brought it back. And just maybe 5 miles before we got into town in Pittsburgh, Kansas, I did that again. And that's been 30, 40 years ago. And one other time, our plant had shut down, and I'd worked there 32 years, and I took a job in Joplin, which was 30 miles. Well, it was 7 o'clock in the evening to 7 o'clock in the morning, and on the way back, I was driving my little red Nissan four-wheel drive truck, and I heard this roaring sound about, oh, it was almost the same place as happened coming back from Washington, about 5 miles from home, and I heard this roar. and it was fescue along the side of the road. And if I'd have went on off the side of the road, I'd have hit a culvert, and you know what's going to happen then. And that's been, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, but never had that happen since. I got my navigator with me all the time now, Dave.
Oh, nice. They're, but the thing is, you don't want to get too used to them, because if you go back to, like when I go back into my old 96 Toyota Tacoma, it doesn't have any of that. And you got to be on your toes. You can't be relying on technology to save you. That's like I got this new airplane transmitter that connects to the airplane. And they've got a Facebook group, and the people that have it are all talking to each other about it. And one guy got on there, and he really started bashing the manufacturer because it didn't warn him that the night before that he forgot to charge his batteries. So they have all kinds of warnings. They can tell you when the airplane's about to run out of juice, and they can tell you when they're about to run out of juice, but you got to, you know, you got to pay attention to them. But he wanted it to tell him long before he got close to being out of battery on his transmitter in his hand, which none of them have ever done that before. And all the guys in the group just started jumping all over the guy that was jumping all over the manufacturer, saying, "Hey, guy, they don't need to tell you. You need to know that you need to go up there with a full charge of batteries. You don't need to be going out there and not knowing how much battery is in your transmitter." So it's kind of like that. You get used to that kind of stuff. It can be bad for when you go back to one that doesn't have all that.
You know, our 08 Avalon, this is an 011, it had that radar ranging type of, you know, I don't know what they were using on it, but on the cruise control, I just loved that after I got used to it. And this one don't have it, and wow, that was really nice. It would hold you at the speed, and it would hold you within three different ranges of the back of a... I always stayed as far back from a semi as I could because you didn't want to pick up rocks or anything. But it'd do that from a car, too. And that was really a nice feature.
Reading up on that, it's sonar. Sonar, that's the sound. That's the sound. It uses sound. It uses laser, and it uses X-ray the three different wavelengths of light to figure out where that is. Hers will do that. Avalon will do something. Mine won't. Because I use that all the time. And like on the interstate, we did have several places where Waze told me, you know, there's no getting around it. You're going to stop. Because Toyota's navigation system would navigate different paths for when there was going to be a slowdown for a wreck or something like that. And then Waze would either confirm it or it'd say that even the alternative is a slowdown, whereas Toyota didn't say that the alternative had a slowdown. They didn't look that far ahead, but Waze looked that far ahead. So there were several places where we had to come to a stop. And with mine, I'll let the navigation system bring it all the way down to a dead stop. And on the Maxima, once it's been stopped for about 2 seconds, you'll hear a tone. And then you better put your foot on the brake because it's handing it off back to you. So you got to keep it stopped, and you got to start all over again and reset your speed and all that stuff when traffic starts flowing again. With hers, it wasn't like that. I kept my foot hovering over the brake, and it never sent me a tone. And as soon as traffic started going again, it picked up and started going again, all the way up to 77 miles an hour. So that's a really nice feature, because getting it set back to where you want it set again, that's kind of time consuming. And, you know, having to constantly press your foot on the gas and then on the brake and then the gas, and then for those kind of situations where it's stop and go, it does all of that for you. You don't have to do a thing.
Like the one we had, and I think you were looking for the word infrared there a minute ago, but I didn't know sonar was involved in it. I've run sonar in sauna buoys before and listening devices, looking for submarines, but that's pretty cool. Boy, that technology is just totally amazing. That Maxima is a fine car, but that starting back up after the beep, no, I don't think so. I'd go for the Toyota one.
Well, it's not fast, so if you have impatient people behind you, they don't like it. But I just say to myself, look, there's a mile of car in front of us. There's a mile of cars behind us. We're not going anywhere. If it leaves three or four car lengths between me and the guy in front of me, so be it. And sometimes people try to go around and fill that gap, but that's not as bad as it used to be. Because I notice, you know, when somebody's slow way ahead of you, you got to get over or it's going to start slowing down. So it's really, really safe. I think once you got used to it, you'd probably use it. But I can understand how not having used it before, you'd say, no, I want to be in total control. And I was like that too, but the whole way home, I let it do all the stop-and-go traffic for me. It's not like I wasn't hovering my foot over the brake and I could take it away from it at any moment. You know, you tap the brake or you tap the gas, you get control. Anyway, Tom, I'm back home. Good talking to you this morning. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. It's good to be back home. No matter where you go, it's kind of fun to be there, but there's no place like home. NZLTR, W4DJW.
Boy, you got that right, Dave. Say hello to Amy. Were you just coming back in from there just now? Just a quick question.
I said that again. When I put it in reverse and back down the driveway, April said something changed, so it sent out a beacon.
Were you just now arriving back home?
Yeah, when I got on the radio, oh, there's a beautiful peregrine falcon just flew over my front yard. He's still there. Flying circles, he's going to land. This is cool. Wildlife in Greer, South Carolina. I went up to Panera Bread to get some lunch, and I just now backed in my driveway, and that falcon's still hovering around here.
Beautiful. We saw a bald eagle down here the other day. It was beautiful. Sitting out in the trees for a little while. And then I see those ones way up high circling at times. I don't know what those are, but they're migrating, I'm sure. 73's Dave. Glad you got home safely. W4DJW and 0GR clear.
Catch you later, Tom. W4DJW clear.